It was early in May when a man came to take me away to Mr. Gordon's house. My master said, "Goodbye, darkie. Be a good horse, and always do your best." I put my nose into his hand, and he patted me kindly. And then I left my first home. Mr. Gordon's house, which was called the Hall, stood in Birtwick Park, near the village. We went into the park through a large gate, then trotted along a smooth road between some trees to the house and gardens. Beyond this were the stables. There was room for many horses and carriages. My stable had four good stalls and a large window. It was very pleasant. The first stall was called a loose box, where a horse is not tied up all the time, but is free to move around as he likes. It is a great thing to have a loose box. The groom put me into it and gave me some oats. Then he patted me, spoke kindly, and went away. In the stall next to mine stood a little fat grey pony. "Hello," I said. "What is your name?"
"Merrylegs," he said, turning round. "I'm very handsome. I carry the young ladies on my back, and sometimes I take Mrs. Gordon out in one of the carriages. Are you going to live next to me in the box?"